This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Singer-songwriter Eric Carmen tweeted, anyone else wondering what kind of event is in the works for Sunday night, Monday morning in order to preempt MSN coverage of the president's defense on Monday? They certainly don't want the American public watching the president's legal team destroying Schiff's case. Folks, I talked yesterday about what happened over the weekend. Worst thing that could happen to the Democrats was what happened yesterday. A continued dissection of the Democrats' so-called case. Wow. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I warned you. I said, stay true to who you are as a conservative. You are going to feast on the carcass of lying scumbags. I know it doesn't sound very good, but it's a tasty morsel. Let me put it this way. It's better than crow. It's better than crow. It is a delicacy. It's fun to watch the truth reveal itself, and the Democrats have to scramble because now the Republicans get their turn to really tell people what's going on. Be happy you exist in this time where you, the American public, you finally have the power to change what is going to be the future, the destiny of your posterity, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. You are part of it. I remember years ago, over a decade ago now, 11 years now, we've been doing this, and I'd go into a room full of people, I'd see these 60, 70, 80-year-old folks, and I'd go, holy cow, what are we going to do in a decade? And you know what we've done in a decade? Even though we've lost a lot of very good patriots, we have created new patriots. And in the last three, let's just say 4 years, because Donald Trump has brought a lot of new people to this movement. In the last 4 years, you have more than bolstered. You have more than made up for the electoral disparity that the Democrats carry into every election because of the way these folks have gerrymandered districts. You have more than made up for the nonsense of having one city inside of a state dictate the politics. You have more than made up to the level of corruption that we see through voter fraud, through illegal immigration, and a host of other things. You have more than made up for all this stuff because you exercised your right to vote. You found it to be as precious as we said. And despite these guys doing automatic voter registration, cheating, ballot stuffing, and all kinds of stuff, you managed to get this country back on track. You elected singularly the guy who could get it done above probably anybody. That is a difficult thing for a person to admit, that Donald Trump may very well be the only person who could have done what he did. Wow. Think about that. 336 million people in this country, whatever number are eligible to run, but include them all. And the one guy who could turn all this stuff around and make these Democrats have to backtrack, have to take their socialism and shove it up their little butts is Donald Trump. What a thing. You found him. You made sure you overlooked all the things that they tried to say about the guy. And by the way, many of you who had all this information about Trump is really a Democrat. Trump is this. After everything you've witnessed, are you now starting to look at yourself and go, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have believed everything they told me about this guy. Maybe it wasn't the case. Yeah. Just telling you, folks, Democrats, whoo, they better be scared. American buoyed confidence in the economy in the latest Gallup poll, this was conducted January 2nd to the 15th, likely reflects the U.S.'s employment rate continues to stay at a 50-year low. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial in average continues to go to record highs and flirts with reaching the 30,000 marker. I want you to understand what happens. What happens in the mental, you know, the psyche of people if Donald Trump gets to 30,000 before the election? When people are going, I still have a job. This is amazing. Going into the next Christmas, the next retail season, these people have money in the bank. Consumer confidence, folks. The current conditions component score of a plus 54 is a result of 62% of Americans saying the economy is excellent or good. You want to know how many people describe the economy as poor? Anybody? You want to take a guess? 8%. 8% of the people said the economy is poor. Meanwhile, economic outlook component score of plus 26 is a result of 59% saying the economy is getting better. 33% say it's getting worse. Plus 26. That's some pretty big numbers, folks. Plus 54% and plus 26%. Gallup's tracking of economic confidence over the past 28 years has recorded 6 index readings at or above the plus 40 mark, and just 9 other measurements, all between 1998 and 2000, with the highest level recorded in January of 2000 at plus 56, a then record high for the Dow. The latest reading of plus 40 is the only time the index has reached that level since 2000. People know what Donald Trump is doing. Let's get that Axelrod clip. I want you to hear, this is Democrat strategist David Axelrod talking about impeachment and its impact.
I was in a focus group this morning for the Institute of Politics here at the University of Chicago with some Chicago Democratic voters, and it was chilling to hear them talk about this because impeachment didn't even come up. No one volunteered it for 80 minutes into the focus group, we're right in the middle of the trial when it came up.
These are university students, focus group, or not, I shouldn't say university setting, and a focus group of Democrats. Nobody cares about impeachment. It was so far down the list, actually, I'm shocked. Well, I'm not. And neither should you be. Folks, every indication is easy victory for Donald Trump. Doesn't mean you rest on your laurels. Every indication is Donald Trump is the man. Understand that. The Democrats have made a huge miscalculation. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNlife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6000. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The truth is, he has said, I want to run a campaign to get my message out to make a difference in this country, and I'll spend whatever it takes.
You just heard from the Trump team a moment ago. I'm sure you're watching. Brad Parscale said he's not worried about Michael Bloomberg.
Well, I think Brad's running a great campaign. I think what you didn't ask him, you should ask him next time, is Brad is not running a national campaign. Brad is running a campaign in six states, and he's doing that exceptionally well. And right now, if the election was held, I think President Trump probably is reelected, and that's one of the reasons Mike Bloomberg got into this campaign. The only states that really matter are Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, and Arizona in a general election.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. So that was Bloomberg's campaign manager, and he says if the campaign were held today, Trump would win. Trump would win. He says Bloomberg's going to spend whatever it takes. He's going to buy his way to the presidency. But he blames President Trump. He says he's not running a national campaign. I don't know what planet this dude is on. I just know he's getting paid a ton of money. Bloomberg's trying to buy all the big Democratic operatives. Buy them. Spend all that money. Put that money in. Because let me tell you, every dollar Bloomberg puts into his campaign doesn't put into somebody else's. Every dollar Steyer puts into his campaign means it doesn't go into somebody else's. Go for it. Bloomberg doesn't have the personality. He doesn't have the it factor. He might make a lot of money crookedly, but he does not have the it factor. Spend the money. I just want to give you guys a quick update on some of these candidates and what they're doing. We have to keep up with these guys. Bloomberg says that Donald Trump's campaign is only running, they're not running a national campaign, they're only running in like 8 states or whatever. And he says, the only states that matter in a national campaign are Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, and Arizona. He doesn't even include Ohio. He says Ohio's overstated, overdone. Don't worry about Ohio. I know that the Republicans are certainly going to do their part in Ohio. But here's the biggest issue for me is what he thinks the Trump strategy is. I don't know what Bloomberg wants to do. I don't think Bloomberg's going to be their guy. He may be, because I've already said I don't think it's going to be Biden. I don't think it's going to be Warren. I don't think it's going to be Sanders. I mean, I chuckle at their choices. It's not going to be Steyer. It's not going to be Klobuchar. It's not going to, I mean, who? Buttigieg? He's slipping. Who is it going to be? I don't know. Maybe they all have to get together and say, look, let's just run collectively. We'll run as a communal group. Because individually, they can't even beat each other. And being honest, collectively, they can't beat Trump. If they said, let's take everybody and we're going to all rule together. And as they say, Trump against the field, Trump wins. I dare you. Go back. Look 4 or 5 months ago, 6 months ago, and what were they telling you? They told you any candidate that was running as a Democrat could beat Trump. Look at the polling today. They won't talk about it. Trump's at 44%. Oh, but all the other Democrats are at 40, 42, whatever. So if you know polling, if you remember the history of Hillary Clinton, where they had Hillary ahead of Trump, Trump is ahead of every single Democrat candidate. Bloomberg, Steyer, and all the top dogs, all the rich ones. Well, I guess those are the two richest, but all of them. He's ahead of them. So what do you have? What do you got to offer? If Trump, I mean, what are they going to bring that's going to change people's mind? Impeachment? I just played a clip from Axelrod telling you, at a focus group at the University of Chicago, you can't get more left than that. A focus group of Democrats at the University of Chicago. That's like Democrat nirvana. They should have been having babies together at that meeting, right? And that focus group, not even thinking about impeachment. Now they may, oh, we hate Donald Trump, we hate Donald Trump. That's what they'll say in their focus groups. That's what they'll say to each other. Trust and believe. Democrats are going into that voting booth and saying, I want more of this. I want more of Donald Trump improving my life. That's what they want. Let's shift gears and talk trade for a bit. U.S. and China signed a trade deal. They say it's going to lead to a sharp increase in sales of U.S. goods and services to China. Further open Chinese markets to foreign firms, especially in financial services, and provide strong new protections for trade secrets and intellectual property. Wow. Let me tell you the norm. I was in China for about a year working with the Chinese on intellectual property, you know, taking products over, having them marketed, designing them, and then bringing them back to the States. And I'm going to tell you something. The intellectual property during the time I was there, let me think about it, in the early 90s, maybe mid 90s. And I'm going to tell you right now, it was known. I mean, it was just business as usual to know that the Chinese were going to steal your secrets. It was business as usual. Now, I don't know what president, and to be blunt, I wasn't political. I thought it was weird that we knew the patents were going to be busted. It was just going to happen. You knew it. And so our job was to go over and make sure that it was delayed as long as it could be. So we were doing things. This is at the beginning of this integrated technology, going from what they call through-hole technology to surface mount technology. And the chip IC manufacturing, integrated circuits, were all being designed in such a way that it was difficult for the Chinese to reverse engineer. It was at the beginning of all of this. And so people would take their design. They'd say, you can have the circuit, the board design, but we're going to make our chips in the U.S. So people started doing what they called ASICs, their own, you know, customary design of their computer, the heart of the computer. They'd say, you can steal that, but you still got to buy our chips. And so the Chinese were kind of stuck. But we thinned them off. And what President Trump, I'm talking, folks, this is going back into the 90s, into the 80s, into the 70s maybe, because I was too young then. And Trump, in 3 years, has finally addressed something that has been going on for decades. And it'll be uncelebrated by the most of the people out there. Uncelebrated. The eight-part agreement acts as a ceasefire in a two-year trade war that has roiled markets, they say. But it leaves in place U.S. tariffs on about $370 billion in Chinese goods, or about three-quarters of their inputs. So let me tell you what Trump did. He said, trust but verify. So you're going to give us open, you're going to open your markets to us, and we're going to keep these tariffs in place until we know what you're going to do. Do you understand what this is going to do to the U.S. market? Any clue? We're talking about bringing billions of dollars of revenue back into the United States, and it'll go unheralded. Congratulations, President Trump.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's defense team is continuing to present their case in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. It is still yet to be determined if witnesses will be called in the Senate trial, and according to Republican Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, it's a very close vote.
I think there are 50 votes to have no witnesses, and there's one in the balance, and we'll see where it goes.
At the White House, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side, President Trump is announcing a new Israeli-Palestinian peace process. The president reminds everyone,
as I have seen throughout my long career as a dealmaker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israelis, Palestinians, and the region safer and much more prosperous.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Adam Schiff tweeted this. It requires moral courage to stand up to this president. There is no doubt that he is vindictive. His threatening tweet about me today is proof positive. But we all have an obligation to do the right thing. Moral courage is rare, but it is never more essential than now. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. We'll give you some moral courage over here. If you don't have any, you can get it in wide supply here. It is one size fits all. We'll give it to you in whatever dose you need. Moral courage. Schiff talking about moral courage. To stand up to this president, to stand up. You mean to set up? And he's vindictive. He's so vindictive. Let me tell you how vindictive the president is, okay? Everybody that he teased, cajoled, ridiculed, etc., pretty much likes him now. Ted Cruz likes the president. I'm telling you, I've been around the Heidi Cruz with the Trump family, Ted's wife. They're good. Rand Paul, he's okay with the president. Ben Carson went to work for the president. Many people that actually ran against this guy are now part of his team. I wonder how many people would be part of Biden's team or Hillary Clinton's team or Elizabeth Warren's team or Bernie Sanders' team of the clowns that are in the Democratic Party. Rick Perry went to work for the president. At least four people that ran against the president have spoken, either worked for the administration or have, you know, said, oh, no big deal. Ben Carson actually said, you know what, I don't even hold it against him. They had a meeting, and President Trump explained, hey, man, this is the fight. This was the fight. I have nothing against you. I have nothing but respect for you. Done. Squashed. Moral courage. If Trump were vindictive or if he were a dictator, do you think he'd be going through this crap with these clowns? Sheesh. Anyway, I was watching Schiff on MSNBC, I think it was, not Meet the Press. Well, it was with Chuck Todd, whatever show he's on. I think it is Meet the Press, right? And I'm telling you, this dude is scared. He is scared. Let me play this clip.
What do you make of the criticism that Republican senators who you might want to see vote for witnesses didn't like your head on a pike comment? Murkowski, Collins, and Ernst, all three Republican senators who are might be open to witnesses, thought you got too personal.
Well, I don't think it was personal to refer to the CBS story. What may be personal, though, and I think I have to be very candid about this, is I made the argument that it's going to require moral courage to stand up to this president. And this is a wrathful and vindictive president. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And if you think there is, look at the president's tweets about me today, saying that I should pay a price.
You take that as a threat?
I think it's intended to be. Okay. But look, it is going to be very difficult for some of these senators to stand up to this president. It really is. There's just no question about it. And I want to acknowledge that. And I don't want to acknowledge it in a way that is offensive to them. Mm-hmm. But I do want to speak candidly about it. And if this weren't an issue, there wouldn't be an issue about calling witnesses. If we can't even get the senators to agree to call witnesses in a trial, yeah, it shows you just how difficult that moral courage is.
Folks, I'm going to tell you, gone from this interview is the bravado that Schiff has shown in the past, the days when he believed that the Democrats were in complete control. I know the look of fear. I know it. You know it. You've seen it. Maybe you felt it. I mean, I'm sure we've all felt it, right? You know when you're legitimately scared. And let me tell you, I looked in the eyes of the big old bug eyes of Adam Schiff, and I went, this dude is scared. He is finally going, you know what? This may not go the way I thought it was going to go. Yeah. And here's the deal. That flogging that he took over the weekend reminded him and probably many other Democrats around him that started making phone calls going, Adam, this is not going the way you said it was going to go, bro. But they don't look into the future and understand where things are going to end. They had plotted the demise of Donald Trump. It was going to happen. Nothing could derail it. No, not even you, voting American public. You will not derail our plans to defeat Donald Trump and continue fleecing you, continue lying to you, continue spying on you, continue disregarding anything you care about or hold near and dear. Conservative America, you're gone. And if you won't do it yourselves, we'll do it for you. This is when Carville said, we will have them voting Democrat for the next 200 years because of Barack Obama. Same thing that LBJ said. And you know what? It's been disrupted. Donald Trump blew it out of the water. Shrapnel, there are Democrat body parts all over the battlefield. And Donald Trump is in a tuxedo walking through the rubble like a nuclear cockroach. Just then nothing happened. Nothing's happened. So these guys are scared. And he better be. The look on his face, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what you saw. I don't even know if you saw it. But if you get a chance, meet the press, Adam Schiff, on, I think it was Sunday is when that was.
Do you take it as a threat?
I think it's intended to be. Now he's going to be the victim, right? He's the victim. Donald Trump, look at what he did. He threatened me. Understand, folks, this brouhaha came over yet another anonymous claim, a lie fest that Schiff has been doing since he started. Look, we talked about how the Republicans dismantled every argument that the Democrats had. They dismantled every single argument, ripped it apart. Oh, you know, he didn't give us this or didn't sign up for subpoenas and didn't let his people go. We didn't have to. These are presidential folks. We can do executive privilege because they have information that they discussed directly with the president. They can't even tell you what we talked about. And what about this procedure? That procedure wasn't followed because you didn't follow your procedure. Oh, but the most beautiful part, and we talked about it, but it's worth repeating. Adam Schiff in his own words with the whistleblower. We need this testimony. It should be direct testimony. Oh, we no longer need it. We have the transcript. Excuse me. And a host of other things. Yeah. Schiff's own words. But this lie fest, get this. According to an unpublished CBS report by an unidentified source, a Trump confidant had relayed a threat that senators voting against Trump in the trial would, quote, have their heads on pikes. Let me tell you something. I don't believe this in prima facie. This is a lie right off the front. You don't even have to go, I wonder if Trump said this. It was a complete fabricated lie. And let me tell you, this tells you all you need to know about Schiff. He believes he can sell you on this lie. Oh, he'd have their heads on a pike. That's, I heard through so-and-so, through his cousin Ray Ray, and his baby mama, whose daddy's in prison, said the following. Guess what, folks? America's had enough. We've had enough of hearsay, innuendo, and a bunch of partisan hacks trying to save their collective hides going, well, here, I'll make up this story. I'll say this. What happened to Vindman? Remember? He was a whistleblower. We have a whistleblower that Schiff no longer has any, I think is, what's the guy's name? Saramella? Nobody, Eric Saramella? Nobody wants to say his name? I'll say his name. I don't know him. What are you going to do? Hey, FBI. Kevin, what are you going to do with Eric Saramella? I don't know Eric Saramella from Mellow Yellow, you know? But here's what I'll tell you. If he is the whistleblower, bring him forward. If he isn't the whistleblower, how can you blow a whistle when you don't have a whistle? He doesn't want him to testify. There's another person. I forget the guy's name. Schiff won't release the transcript of his testimony. The Republicans are going, if you want to get to the truth, we're waiting. We are dying to hear it. But we're not going to dismantle procedure just because you are on your partisan witch hunt. We're going to follow the law of the land. And despite you trying to keep the president from having counsel, seeing evidence, or so-called evidence, and remember, Schiff is the guy that said he had absolute proof of Russian collusion, and when he was asked to present it, it disappeared.
This kind
of
like a whistleblower. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Do you personally think impeachment should be considered?
I think it should.
We begin impeachment proceedings now.
And that we've got to impeach him and get rid of him.
My sole focus right now is to make sure that he's not the president next term.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
We're going to launch an Article 3 impeachment.
In the question of impeachment, it's about time. Nadler is, I hope he's not following the rules. Congress should take the steps towards impeachment.
But we're going to have to prosecute this.
We're going to have to do it. We're going to have to impeach.
Impeachment is still on the table?
Absolutely. It's always on the table.
We cannot accept a second term for Donald Trump.
If we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time to stop this nonsense. They think they're going to win. Did you see the one man
He said it's the only way we're going to beat him in 2020. They have to do this. The only way they... Well, that's a compliment, I guess. But think of what he said. It's the only way they're going to beat me. And actually, it's working the other way because now we have our best poll numbers that we've ever had. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Figured I'd run the president and Mike Pence's commercial for him. Might as well. Free of charge. But they made this commercial just to show that before this guy even got his butt in the Oval Office, they were already trying to impeach him. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about Adam Schiff, three senators said that Adam Schiff got too personal when he lied and said that the president would have their heads on spikes if they didn't believe him. See, Schiff wants to create this idea that Trump should be impeached and these Republican senators are just towing the line. They're afraid. Remember the same thing they told women, conservative women? The only reason why you vote Republican is because your husband's beat you. Yeah, you can't be a Republican of your own accord. How could you possibly be that? Hey, black people, if you vote Republican, you suffer from Stockholm Syndrome, or you're too stupid, and you need the help of a white Democrat to show you the way. See, this is the same stuff. It's all retread. How could you Republicans possibly want to follow him after all of the, finger quote, evidence that we've presented? And now Schiff is running scared. And let me tell you, he has every reason to be scared.
Oh, the president, he tweeted about me.
Playing the victim. Look, I'm not a body language expert. I don't profess to be. But I'll tell you this, I've learned how to read it. I've sat in boardrooms and said, that's the guy that's scared. He's the one that's cooking the books, or he's the one that's worried about why he can't get the manufacturing numbers up, or he's the one that's got a bunch of dead inventory, and that's why he's crying. I mean, you look at all the different players, and you look at the problems in the company, and then you read the body language. You see the one who's sweating, the one who doesn't want to make eye contact, the one who's tapping his pencil or her pencil or whatever. And if you know your job, you go, it isn't about being the smartest guy in the room and being able to read the balance sheet and income statement or do forensic accounting. It's being able to read people. Dr. Phil made a living doing this on juries, I tell you. And I'm going to tell you, I read Schiff in that interview with Chuck Todd, and I went, holy cow, this guy is not just scared. He is petrified. He's petrified. And he's got every reason to be. He deflected when he was, he says to him, he's playing the victim. He doesn't want to answer questions about impeachment or whatever. He's playing the victim. But you know what? He's not afraid of Donald Trump per se. You know what he's afraid of? He's afraid of being caught in the web of lies that the Republicans exposed on Saturday. The web of lies. And I don't think Schiff or anybody really thought, what type of defense are these guys going to mount to get me? I don't think he really thought it through. And I said this before. Democrats don't play things out to the end game. They don't understand. And the reason why they don't, they haven't played anything out, is because usually we give up. You get accused. It's hopeless. They've got the media. They got all this stuff. I'm just going to give up. They had no idea that Donald Trump was as much a warrior as he was. And because of that, he's been able to let the truth leak out. The truth, like the media, is actually in cahoots with the Democrats. They hate that people no longer take the media seriously. I don't, and I will tell you this. I will venture to tell you, well into the 90 percentile of the people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, you say, I don't. When the media reports something, I look at it, and then I go do research, but I don't soak it in and go, oh my gosh, this is happening, it's true. Kobe Bryant died, and people were like, man, stop joking. Y'all need to make sure. No, it was true. But you didn't believe it right away because you know what? Most people now go, nope, not going to believe it right away. Oh, okay, that one's true. Got it. Okay, it's been verified. But you're not a one source, oh, you got me.
Donald Trump's a racist. He must be a racist.
No, Donald Trump's a racist. Nah, I don't believe that. And then as you start to find out, he's not.
Donald Trump is a Democrat. He's as close to a Democrat.
You know why people are jumping back on the Trump train? Let me just jump on this for just a second. Because they finally went, you know what? If they're lying now, they were probably lying then. And your mind circles back into all the things that they told you about Trump.
He's a womanizer. He's got all these girlfriends. He did this.
And you go, wait a minute. He had girlfriends when he was a single billionaire? Yeah. Yeah, he did. But you know what? He wasn't a racist because, believe it or not, one of his girlfriends was black. By the way, he was getting awards from Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton about his work in the black community. And I could go on. And so you're circling back. And if you wonder why Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Little Marco and all these people are going, you know what, he's not that bad of a guy. It's because they're circling back themselves. And so are many of you. And Schiff now has to be afraid. Because with every lie that he's told, he's empowered Trump. Look, you can lie about a guy up to a point, and if you turn people on him, you ruin him. He's done. He's like, well, shoot, I got to fade away into obscurity. Bill Clinton, for example. Bill Clinton's fading away, not because of lies, but because the truth was revealed. But when you lie about somebody and they keep proving you wrong, all you're doing is adding armor to them. You're just adding armor. I told, and we've had this discussion, not only on the radio show, but with many people. Trump is becoming empowered. Impeachment. The reason why Donald Trump was like, impeach me, is because he was going, when I expose even more of your lies, you know what it's going to do? It's going to make me impervious to you. Wait till you see Trump's second term. And I'm going to be talking about this. Wait until you see his second term. If you think that they call him a dictator and all this now, watch what happens in the second term. And I'm going to make you a prediction. When Trump is reelected and he has the House and the Senate, you're going to watch Democrats have to absolutely get on their hands and knees and beg this man for forgiveness. I believe there are some people right now who are doing that. I said to James Comey and McCabe and Clapper and Brennan and Carlin and Lisa Page and Strzok, you better go out and buy some knee pads. You better buy some knee pads, or you better turn on some Marvin Gaye, because it's about to get sexual up in here. Let me tell you, Donald Trump is, they are going to be begging this man for forgiveness. And here's what Trump's going to do. He's going to have to make a few scapegoats just to let the public to say, look, we can't let all of you go. But he's going to forgive them. He's going to say, we've exposed the level to which you're willing to go, but I'm going to forgive you. Because that's what this nation does. We overcome people like you. But we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again. So Schiff is right to worry. Trump has a knack for predicting the future. And here's what he said. Shifty Adam Schiff is a corrupt politician and probably a very sick man. And it's funny how he put that in there so he couldn't get sued. He says he's not paid the price yet for what he's done to our country. Only a leftist fool would dismiss the writing on the border wall, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.